It's 46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, Wednesday morning, 12th day of November. It's a VIP day today. Good morning, VIPs.
Good morning.
We are playing the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em VIP Wednesday. If you're not playing with us, come on, join the team. You can have a chance to win weekly prizes, even if you sign up today. And if you win next week, well, again, guess what? You win the weekly prize, and that could be Pit Crew to You Mobile Tire Service, a $100 gift card. That's what we're up for this week. $100 gift card to Pit Crew to You. I was just talking to Greg yesterday, and he's ready to go. Pit Crew to You Mobile Tire Service. They'll help you out, get you going. And this week's winner, John Casson. He lives just down from Jamie.
He just learned that.
Yeah, just learned that, according to Melody. Melody said he does, so maybe John doesn't even know he lives just down the road from Jamie.
He will now.
Does anybody else know they live down the street from you?
It's the armchair. That could be it.
That could be it? All right. John Casson, congratulations. John scored 12 out of 14.
Yeah, nice week.
Very good.
That's a solid score for that week.
And we've got some Bighorn Beverage merch for you up here, John. Come pick it up at our Shared Media Studios. As John is our Week 10 winner, congratulations, John. $100 in merchandise from Bighorn Beverage is yours. So come on up. And again, you can sign up to play Pro Football Pick'em. Go to the contest page, sharedmedia.com. You're going to see that Carroll's Furniture First Northern Bank banner. Click on that. Easy to get signed up. And to start throwing a dart. because that's pretty much what you do. And you don't even have. And the nice thing is, and people have done this, that I like when they show the percentage of the nation. So that gives you an idea. So if you don't know anything about the team, well, just go with the national percentage.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, which is very hit or miss.
And then pick opposite of that.
Grab those darts.
Yeah, grab the darts.
Grab the darts. Pit Crew to You, $100 gift card could be yours this week. Let's look at our weekly score. And, wow, where do we start? James, let's start with you. 9 points.
We can go left to right at this point. Yeah, pretty good week, you know. We'll take it. Okay. There was a choice. There was one person that was better than all of us, you know. That was all that mattered.
Yes,
Everybody else was in the same spot.
It was a 9-point week, Chuck.
I was lamenting my picks, and I looked back. I'm like, oh, everybody did really
the same.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Fair, fine. I'll take 9.
You were all poor together.
Yes, that's right. We were poor together. Yes.
Have we ever had a week where everybody got the same exact score?
I don't think we have.
No?
I was just thinking about that, actually, and I don't think we have had one.
Great job.
Melody got 10.
So I screwed you all up.
Yeah.
Way to be magic.
Okay.
Double digits.
Guess
yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
9 points, Andrew.
Yeah, it was a week. It was nothing too exciting.
You're right about that. Yeah, it was a week.
Yeah.
It was week 10.
And just down the street, I don't live next to him. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, 9.
Your Saints won, though.
Well, yes. You know.
Wow, and he predicted
that. He pulled that one out.
He got 9.1. Wow. I'd give him 9.1.
Give him 9.1.
Yeah. Made us all eat our words.
9.1, yeah.
Yeah, you get a 0.1 on that one.
The score won't reflect that, but you got a 9.1.
Yeah. In my book.
Yeah. Anybody who picks the Saints to win anything? Well, geez.
Ouch.
Man. Yeah, I know. Tough crowd today. 9 points for Chuck, Andrew, Jamie, James.
But.
Yes.
But. Drum roll.
She's a perfect 10, ladies and gentlemen.
She's back. Oh, wow. That was very nice.
Okay, I like that.
All right, Melanie. 10 points.
Yeah, week 10.
True, yeah.
I know. Wow.
Week 10. Okay. 10 points.
Better go buy a lottery ticket.
Maybe. I will. Yeah. Well, lotto's nice.
Yeah, no.
You gotta hope you can follow that every week. Now, week 11, you'll get 11.
I like that, James.
That's what you should shoot for now.
Okay. Yeah. Goal.
If Melanie wins the lottery, she won't be here next
week.
No,
I won't.
Yeah.
True.
Sorry, y'all.
10 points for Melanie. Good job.
Thanks.
All right.
Darn Buffalo.
I know.
No.
Yeah. We all would be plus one if they had done the thing that we all thought they would do.
Wow. Did he have a bad game?
He did.
You know, everybody blames him.
Yeah.
How about the team? What's the rest of the others?
They all got to catch.
You're the quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
That's part of the mantle you hold.
I know. But still, wow. Come on, defense. step up.
They don't have a defense. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What defense? All right, let's look at our overall score. He lives in a van down by the corner.
Around the corner.
Jamie.
Armchair Eggers.
You might live next to him.
I might be living in a chair.
And we're really creating a picture here for Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
Lives in an armchair, down in a van, down the street.
Not true.
Yeah.
Not true. But you do have a nice armchair.
Yes, a couple of them.
92 points, Jamie. That's still your.
I know. You know, we can throw out the 4 weeks. So
we haven't done that yet.
We're close.
92 points for armchair. Magic made a eke up a little bit. 93.
There we go. One at a time.
Plus one on everyone.
Plus one. Good job, Melanie. 93 points.
There we go.
Good job. Good luck, Chuck.
Hey.
94.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We're all just like little
stair steps here. Besides the James,
true. I'm in double digits now.
I know.
Or triple digits.
Yeah. Naturally,
you know.
He does.
Last time I checked, 102.
Yeah,
was a triple
digit.
Yeah,
it's a good point. Okay. Didn't think about that. Yeah, there's three numbers there.
Good enough. Chuck, 94 points for good luck, Chuck. And Andrew, let's make sure we say the analyst.
Yeah.
Point 97.
Feeling good. Didn't make up a point on James this week, but it's all right. It was a tough week.
Every week.
You didn't lose points.
Didn't lose points.
Yeah, that is almost as important.
Our overall point leader this week, James.
Yep.
James. 102.
Triple digits, not double digits. That's why I work in radio, not the bank.
Right. Hey, if anyone goes through the teller window and James, drive away.
You got a problem.
Yeah, drive away if James is at the teller window.
Yeah. That's like it would be one of those take your kid to work day scenarios, you know?
Could we do that? Could we put James on the teller window one time?
Tapping buttons.
And we'll just let everybody know James is on the teller window.
You said 1,000. I put 10. I'm sorry.
Some people might leave happy. Some people might be
happy.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
He could greet him.
Yeah. I've got you.
We'll be right with
some reason.
Greeter. I don't know why that is. Yeah, you could be the greeter.
I could be the greeter. That's basically what I do now.
That is. You're a great greeter. 102, James, leading the pack. And congratulations, John Casson. $100 in Bighorn Beverage merch is his. Okay, let's look at games.
Yes. We got a couple good games this week.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
At least record-wise.
Let's start with Magic Melanie, since she's the point winner this week. And your Dallas Cowboys are on the road going to Las Vegas, Melanie.
Well, last time I thought Dallas was going to be an easy pick, they crashed and burned on me. But I'm going to say Dallas.
Going Dallas, Chuck.
I picked Vegas on this one here.
They're 2-7.
Hey,
I mean, Dallas is 3-5-1.
I got 9-4. Yeah, 3-5-1. This might change. I doubt it. I have a feeling Vegas played decently.
Dallas off the bye.
Don't give
loss.
Me all that stuff. I'm just saying. I think I might be the Raiders.
Going Raiders, Jamie.
I'm going to go Dallas. I think coming off the bye, I think they're going to be a little more healthy than the 2-7 team. But we'll see. Melanie, you better get that wand going.
Yeah.
Got my wreath on the door.
I'm going Cowboys on this one.
Going the Cowboys.
Whenever we have really bad primetime games that are low scoring, the pendulum seems to swing in the opposite direction. And this feels like that could be this one. I think this game could be like 35-31. But I'm going Dallas.
Ooh.
Going Dallas, James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they don't have a defense.
Bad defenses. Yeah, two bad defenses.
Yeah. All right, James, or Andrew.
Both of us. Why not?
I know.
We'll talk same time.
Yeah.
3-2-1.
Andrew, Denver, they are the worst 8-2 team in the NFL.
They love to make everybody nervous.
Jeez. And they're hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a big game.
Big game.
Big game. I got to go Broncos.
I
have to do it.
He's going Broncos.
I'm with Andrew. Got Broncos.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs as well, I think.
Going Chiefs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
I know. I was like, there's some dead air. Let's get going, guys. Let's go.
It's going to be an interesting one.
There's a lot of minds thinking of
it. It's all on the Broncos defense.
Okay.
Well, they've won, what, two of these matchups in the last 10 years, if I remember correctly. This is 2015.
You can say, don't give me those stats.
Yeah, don't give me those stats.
Sorry. Yeah, I think they're something like 2-12 over the last 15, or yeah, over the last 10 years.
I don't want any analysis. Okay,
we're not analyzing your
team. I'm the analyst.
You're
picking
with your heart.
Yeah.
All right. James, your Vikings. Playing the Bears.
I'm going to go Chicago here. I don't trust the Vikings at all. They're just such a not fun team to watch right now.
Chuck?
I'm going with the Bears. This is revenge from that. I think it was week one where the Bears had them down at Soldier Field and blew it. Come on, Bears.
I'm going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I'm going the Bears.
Bears.
The Bears.
Ooh, I hope Melanie's right. Game.
And me, though.
All right.
James totally, she's totally switching that.
I can't pick the Vikings right now.
Can't pick the Vikings?
No, they're just so up and down. It's really weird.
Okay. Well, they could be up.
They could be.
They're at home.
That's the thing against picking against them, because if they win, then I'm like, that's a huge rivalry. Who cares?
But if they
lose, I'm like, well, I pick against them, so I'm all right.
Huge rivalry.
Huge is maybe a strong word. They're division rivals.
A rivalry.
Yeah, it's not Green Bay, Chicago, you know. That's a big rivalry.
All right. Jamie, Buffalo is home. Josh Allen coming off that embarrassing defeat. They're playing Tampa Bay.
I'm steering towards Buffalo, but I might change that pick and go Tampa.
In true Jamie fashion.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
I'm sticking with Buffalo.
On the fence, Jamie.
Turn
Buffalo,
around.
The rebound. Rebound.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
Come on, Buffalo.
Buffalo's got some problems, man. It feels like the blueprint has kind of been shown how you can beat that team. Tampa Bay is dealing with a lot of injuries right now, though, so I'm going to go Buffalo. Buffalo at home.
Okay. All right, let's do Detroit at Philadelphia. What do you think, Magic?
Ooh, I'm going to go Philadelphia at home, even though I do not like them, Sam. I am.
You're reading too many kids' books.
Detroit. I'm going Detroit. Philadelphia has not been impressive.
Revenge game. Let's go Detroit.
I got Philly.
Philly.
I want to go Detroit, but I'm going to have to go Philly to get a point on James here.
Fair enough.
Is it time to start playing strategy?
We still got weeks to go.
Yeah. I'll go Philly for now.
Okay, one more. We got 1 minute left. We're going to swing around the horn here, starting with Andrew. Miami's at home, Washington.
Miami.
Jamie.
Miami.
Miami.
Nicely said, Chuck. Yeah,
thank you.
Way to break out in song on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Miami.
You going to break out in song and say that?
No, hell no.
This is the international game. This is the one in Spain.
Right.
Spain,
yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to go Miami. Washington doesn't have Jaden Daniels, so.
Miami sounds a little
Although
more...
it sounds like Jaden's going to be back before
season. Oh, he is? Okay, well, maybe
not this weekend.
I will travel with the team to Spain. I might not play, but I'm going to hang out.
But he's coming back. He's a Gumby.
Hopefully not. I'd rather sit him.
Yeah, he didn't break a bone in that injury.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
No.
Oh, wow.
How's that possible?
Right.
Okay.
I saw his arm rotate 180 degrees.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
Sorry, Bob.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. VIPs, have an awesome week. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, too. Play along with us.
Pro Football Pick'em presented by First Northern Bank and...